call to raise the minimum wage has been audible in Milwaukee. Workers and advocates braved the cold earlier this month outside McDonald's and Wendy's near 6th and North. One person chanting is Marielle Crawley. He says he made $5.90 an hour when he started working for McDonald's 6 years ago. He'll earn over $8 an hour once he completes a management training program.
I have no problems with the company. I have no problems working for the company. I just feel like working so long and not seeing really anything from it, it's hard, you know, but I still work hard for them. I still put in 110% when I go into work. All I'm doing is asking for what I'm worth.
Crawley says he lives at home with his family. Each member chips in to pay the bills. It's impossible for a full-time worker earning $7.25 an hour to make ends meet, according to Michael Wilder. He's spokesman for the group Wisconsin Jobs Now. It organized the demonstration. Wilder says when the fast food industry and retailers and other employers pay the minimum, taxpayers must frequently subsidize the workers, so the beneficiaries are the owners and shareholders.
When you look at the billions of dollars in profits that these corporations rack in annually, I think that the calculation can be made that these workers can be paid more money. Look, when the workers are on public assistance, we as the taxpayers have to pay for that. And so in order for these workers to be able to support themselves without the use of public assistance, we need to have $15 an hour and the right to form a union.
One organization keeping a close eye on efforts to raise the minimum wage is the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Bill Smith represents the Wisconsin chapter. He says a mandatory boost in the hourly rate could harm small businesses climbing out of the recession and navigating a fragile economy.
Most small businesses operate on a very narrow margin, and it's just completely unreasonable to expect that they could absorb such a massive increase in their payroll costs. They cannot increase sales. They can't automatically reduce their expenses, and they'd be forced to raise prices, eliminate jobs, or find other ways to reduce certain functions to avoid hiring new people.
Smith also questions the need for a higher baseline wage. He points to a recent report from the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. It indicates that 85% of minimum wage earners are students or young people without children, perhaps just embarking on other careers. As for specific data about the minimum wage, Sam White says it has lagged the cost of living. White is director of workforce development at UWM.
The equivalent of today's $7.25 minimum is what it was in 1981, and there's been significant periods of inflation since then.
According to White, 4 of every 10 jobs created following the Great Recession are low-wage positions in fields such as food services, hospitality, and healthcare. He wonders how much traction a notable increase in the rate might get as businesses struggle to produce more and spend less.
Overall, at this point, we have been looking very strongly at reducing labor costs across the board, and that's going to be a tough ship to turn around.
Yet several proposals to increase the hourly rate are making the rounds. One plan would boost the federal rate to $10.10 an hour, while a more modest bump to $7.60 an hour has been suggested in Wisconsin. Both plans would link future increases in the minimum wage to the rate of inflation. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.